This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm just looking right now, Mike. We are currently 6 games out, just in the East. I'm just worried about the East. I'm not looking at the entire National League, but 6 games behind the Mets right now.
Right.
That is doable. When you get to a point where you are like the Rockies right now, we're not even to May.
Right.
The Rockies are 12 games out right now. 12 games behind the Padres. They're done. Like, they're not catching the Padres. They're certainly not going to catch anybody else in that division, whether it's the Giants or the Dodgers. And that division is loaded.
Right.
But that's my point is, as bad as it feels, we're not to that point. We're not 12 or 14 games out.
Well, right.
So
when you're loaded, you know you got talent, right?
You
know you got guys. I mean, they're not hitting right now. It's hard to remember you got talent. But to me, and I don't know, I read the book when I was a kid, and it's always been my benchmark is 14 games, because that's what the Yankees came back from in 78. The book was The Bronx Zoo. It was like the first kind of tell-all. I mean, it was a great book. I mean, well, Jim Bouton did the first one, but...
Well, we did 10 the other...
Right.
A few seasons ago, so, when we caught the Mets.
But to me, that's always been like anything, you know, you get up to like 14, okay, then you're out. Anything beyond that seems like it's impossible.
It gets hard because, again, it's not you're not playing head-to-head every night. And so it's half games, win, lose, blah, blah, blah. Either way, more on the Braves coming up, guys. We have been talking a lot about college football. Nico Iamalaleva, he is now going to UCLA. And he transfers, obviously goes into the portal, and everybody is on top of that story. And it was a big story. It was the biggest story in college football last week.
Right.
But Fran Brown, who has connections to Kirby Smart in Georgia.
Doing a hell of a job at Syracuse.
He is, man. I'm digging what he's doing up there. But Trevor Pena is his wide receiver. And Fran went on a show, basically, and was asked about this. Now, the kid, his name's again, Pena, Trevor Pena, wanted $2 million at Syracuse.
Yes.
Okay?
To play wide receiver.
To play wide receiver. And
not quarterback.
Fran Brown was asked, and he was like, look, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Mike, if we get more of this, then I think fans are going to become more understanding of how schools are moving on from kids or not keeping guys around. But I want you to hear this because the point is, this is not an isolated incident with what happened at Tennessee with Nico. This is going on all around college football, and this is Fran Brown from Syracuse. Listen to this.
With all due respect to everybody in the country, to every wide receiver, to everybody that's doing all this stuff, like, if you're going to make $2 million at wide receiver, that's to blow a homie over at Ohio State. Ain't nobody else making that money. Giving a wide receiver no $2 million, man, in college. Nah, that ain't me. I ain't doing that. I can't do it. Unless they tell me that we get a chance to have Travis Hunter, he could come back to college and he could come here and play for us, then he going to get some of my check. But they ain't paying nobody $2,000 this year. Not to me. $2 million, whatever. I just say, yeah, we ain't giving nobody that.
I love his vibe. It's like he's on Snoop Dogg's podcast. I'm just waiting for him to go, you get the idea.
Correct. He's talking about Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State.
You got to go to Ohio State to make that kind of loot.
And he's basically saying, you know, Traber, you're not Jeremiah Smith. Like, you're not going to be the first receiver off the board next year when the draft rolls back around. And, Mike, that is the problem. And this is what I was saying about you're going to have average guys asking for way more than they're worth. And if some of these coaches, see, Fran doesn't feel trapped. Fran is like, I'll get somebody else. You're not getting that here. And that's exactly what Tennessee did, and I commend them for that. I like Josh Heupel putting his foot down.
Right.
But there are programs like this where you go, wait a minute, he's the best player on the team, or he's helped us win. You got to hold on to him. We got to find a way to pay him. And if you start getting trapped like that, then you're going to make the wrong decisions, and it's going to cost you ultimately your job. I love the way Fran Brown said, I'm not paying you that.
Yeah, I said it to Carl yesterday, and you know, I always root for the players to get paid. But as we said now, I mean, the thing's broken now. But it's like, I almost wanted to see Nico get locked out, you know, or get stuck at, like, you know, Southwest Pudwacker State, making like $600,000, only making $600,000. That's the thing. You know, the average guy in his car right now, or lady in their car, you're talking about a kid who might not even make it to the NFL. Who's like the eighth best quarterback in the SEC, you know, and he's wanting $4 million. You know, I mean, it's funny. And my father always said, and it's a great lesson, whether it comes, yes, you don't want to never sell yourself short, but never overestimate yourself either. Especially in this day and age, we've seen it in companies in all walks of life. I mean, never overestimate your importance to an organization because you were all penciled in, man.
Yeah, I hope more coaches take that attitude rather than, well, we're going to have to find a way to get it done and pay him. Because once that happens, Mike, this is going to be the players already. The shift has given the players so much more power, which is fine. Again, I just think we've gone one way too far. And you got to kind of get back to the middle. There has to be some give and take with this whole thing. By the way, Fran Brown was at Georgia defensive backs coach, guys, if you don't remember, before taking that Syracuse job.
Just really doing a great job up there. They love playing for the dude. He's got some street, got some realness to him, man. And again, he's getting results, too. And he's getting some guys in the transfer portal, too, by the way.
He is.
Got the old Ohio State quarterback last year. Urban Meyer, who we all know had an ethics bypass at birth, basically says, Tennessee is screwed on the Triple Option podcast. They're at nada, zero. He noted the only redshirt freshman, Jake Merklinger and George McIntyre, on the roster as far as QBs as it stands. Tennessee's got to go start swinging in the portal to add a quarterback.
Okay.
I mean, I can't stand Urban Meyer. I think he's one of the biggest frauds ever perpetrated in the world of college football.
I don't think anybody would disagree.
Right? But everybody's saying, nice job, Tennessee, make a stand. I've got a little comment on that. Tennessee plays Florida usually every year in October. Can you imagine that game is going to be the other way and Josh Heupel grabs the microphone, stands on the 50-yard line, and kneels and says, it's okay, I made a stand way back when. So that's Urban Meyer going off about that.
Thank you, Urban.
Thank you, Urban.
Yeah, I,
you
know, look, I don't
the
see...
The same Urban who made a stand on Aaron Hernandez down in Florida. That same Urban Meyer.
All those criminals. Yeah. It's not just Aaron Hernandez. He had a team full. But here's the deal. Listen, he did it when it was illegal, okay? Right. And what he's saying is, and this is what I'm talking about, Mike. What Urban Meyer is saying right there is, I'll do whatever it takes to win. Have some scruples. Just a little bit. You don't have to have much.
Right.
Just have a little bit. And Urban is telling you right there about how he went about coaching. Whatever it's going to take, which is why he's not coaching. Okay, which is why he's not coaching in the NFL, terrible mistake in Jacksonville, and why he's not coaching in college football, because he did all the things that everybody else wouldn't do, and you're going to say, well, yeah, but he won national championships. Is it worth it? Like, seriously. Like some people just think, you know what, Mike, I make these decisions, and I don't have any integrity, and I sleep well at night. Maybe that's you. But Urban is telling you right here, like, Josh Heupel should have done whatever it takes to make sure the kid was taken care of. No way.
See, that's the thing, and it always comes back to, because I'll get somebody either as an Ohio State fan or a former Florida Gator, or, you know, it says, well, that's what you're mean on for Urban Meyer. Guys, if you're going to be a mercenary, as Carl just said, then just own it. Hey, man, I'm a mercenary. Do whatever it takes, by all means necessary. Don't wrap yourself up in Jesus and all your faith-based programs and all that baloney that the media used to just suck up and all this crap at Pope Urban. A bunch of nonsense. He's a fraud. I don't mind you being a mercenary football coach. Don't be a phony. And that's what he's always been his whole life. Urban Meyer is a fraud. And it's great to see him get his just desserts up there at Ohio State.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting comment. But the gist of this is, guys, everybody's dealing with it. Because Kirby's not going to tell you the story that Fran Brown's going to tell you about somebody coming to him and saying, hey, well, I think I deserve more money. And Kirby said, go kick rocks. He's not going to tell that story, but Fran Brown just kept it as real as you could possibly keep it. And that was public. That wasn't some private conversation. He wasn't in a room with just dudes smoking cigars and going, oh, coach, tell me about it. He was on a show and said, let me tell you what happened with this kid. And I think all these coaches are dealing with it. We asked Brent Key yesterday, You know, hey, coach, transfer portal. And what'd he say? All I'm worried about is Tech. He don't want to talk about it.
Right, right.
He don't even want to get into it because he knows, we know, the real of what's going on behind the scenes. And he's like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with this. I'm not even going to tell you guys what's going on.
I mean, the idea of somebody from Haynes King, like a Texas A&M quarterback transferring to Georgia Tech was almost unthinkable like 5 years ago,
correct,
right?
Yes.
But that's, you know, that's the world you're living in. So, like, all I, you know me, man, I just hate hypocrisy. That's the one thing that's one of Mike's triggers. So it just drives me crazy to hear him. But at least now he's in a perfect role as a bloviator on the Fox pregame show. Talking about Urban Meyer.
You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. By the way, follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that is going on in the world of sports. We are going to hear from Trey Young coming up. Also, Quinn Snyder speaking about this game tomorrow. They take on the Heat. Winner moves on. Loser, season's over. It's that simple. And I just feel like if you want to validate anything that they've done this year, Mike, it'd be nice to be in a seven-game series, even if it is the Cavs.
Right.
You got to find a way to get this done. And somebody asked us, did you see that tweet that we just got? And he said, Dukes and Bell, what if they don't win tomorrow? Is it time to start questioning Quinn Snyder?
Yes, I'm not a fan of Quinn. What's Quinn Snyder done? Now, we can talk about the injuries. We can talk about, you know, what you guys – and by the way, there are still a ton of Hawks fans out there that are super positive for 2025-2026.
Okay.
But I was discussing this earlier today about, like, Jalen Johnson. Guys, we all know what he is capable of being. Jalen Johnson, the trajectory this year is supposed to be the All-Stars, right? All-Star player. This Jalen Johnson's trajectory should be to be on the Olympic team in the next Olympics in Los Angeles. But he can't do that if he can't give me more than 50 games a year, or in this case, less than 30. So two of the last 3 years, he can't stay healthy. So when you start to project what we're going to be, you got to take into account, is he going to be on the floor? So, no, again, no one's debating his ability. We're excited. He's a super athletic and a good kid, but he can't stay healthy. So that's what I'm just talking about. I mean, so if you want to predict the future and you can tell me that you know, that's what I'm saying. We've got to get another wing as a backup. We got to get some more size in the front court. I think I'm cool. I'm cool with Trey's backups right now, right? You cool with that?
Oh, yeah. No, look, and again, it is about development. And we're not even talking about Kobe Bufkin, Mike, who missed the season. So that's another guy that's going to come
back.
I
love Reese Hoshea's game. I dig it. We like Dyson Daniels. But, you know, and Dyson Daniels, but Dyson Daniels is not an elite scorer, guys. I mean, he's a great defender.
Yes, he is. He scores more than we expect him to, right. But I agree with you. I'm not expecting him to be a 25-a-night guy. But on the right team, he doesn't have to be. On the right team and the right mix of guys, Dyson Daniels can give you 12, 15 a night, and you'll be happy because the defensive side of things, he's going to give you so much more in the course of the entire game. But there have been nights where he's given us 28, 25, 30, whatever he's had to do. But I agree with you. Like, on the right mix of guys – he doesn't have to do that on a nightly basis.
But, and guys, like, what's your mean on with Quinn Snyder? Well, the game, you know they got an athletic front court. Why weren't you challenging them? And it seemed like you did a really nice job in the second half of keeping them out of the paint. We talked about Banchero wasn't getting as easy looks when they made that run, when they cut it down to three. But it's like, well, shouldn't that have been the start of the game plan? I mean, because it seemed like for a while there was like an and-one video,
no,
the way that game started.
No, it was. We'll ask George Niang about it, guys. He's going to join us coming up at 4:20. We'll ask him about this matchup with the Heat. Again, Mike Conti said it. We split.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The season series 2-2, that don't mean anything.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.